Wanted to talk on two points relatively briefly. One is to discuss why we should feel a certain amount of avedis. After all, many of us never met Rav Chaim. Many of us never had the opportunity to ask him a shayla, no intention of asking him a shayla. So why does it affect us if someone in Bnei Brak was nifter? Granted, for the people who had shaychus, it's a tzara, but what does that have to do with me? What does it have to do with the younger Talmidim? And then, after discussing that question, to discuss, so what do we do the ma'isa? What is one supposed to do the ma'isa, mikan lahava? So as far as the first question, there's a Gemara brings that Aaron HaKohen was nifter, the pasuk says, he was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av, I believe. The Gemara says that it's coming to teach us that it was a Chodesh of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's Koshem Yisosin Shel Tzadikim L'Fayamakom K'Churban Beis HaMikdash. Then when a Tzadik is nifter, it's considered like the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what is a Churban Beis HaMikdash? People think that the reason why, come to Tisha B'Av, we feel avedis for Churban Beis HaMikdash, because we can't bring korbanos. If you have Beis HaMikdash, you can bring korbanos. So that's a little hard. So what's the kasha nisasin shel tzadikim Churban Beis HaMikdash? Nothing to do with korbanos. But the Meforashim, many Meforashim explain that although it's true, obviously, we're mitzayer about the Beis HaMikdash, and we can't bring korbanos, saying the davening, shamnat sedefanes, korbanos chavlasenu. But the ikker of the Beis HaMikdash, or the avedis of the Beis HaMikdash, was not the lack of korbanos. We have tefillah. Tefillah is gadol, is equal, a little less, whatever, different shitas in the svarim, how tefillah relates to korbanos. But it is some kind of substitution. The ikker problem of Churban Beis HaMikdash is also the mikdash v'shachanti b'saychem, that when the Beis HaMikdash brought the Shekhinah into Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was a home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was, you know, even though obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Molek Ha'or is Kvaido, but the Beis HaMikdash was like a home in this world, which made that Hashem's presence was more Kadosh in this world. Ramban says the Beis HaMikdash was continuation of Har Sinai. The Shekhinah that came down on Har Sinai continued to stay in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash was that the Shekhinah exists in this world, bringing the Shekhinah to this world. You could see it, you could touch it, you would see the Nisim. And a Tzaddik does the same thing. The Tzaddik goes ahead and brings the Kedusha of the Shekhinah into this world. So when a Tzaddik is Nifter, just like when the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the world loses a certain amount of its Kedusha. So likewise, the world loses a certain amount of its Kedusha when a Tzaddik is Nifter. Now, what happens when the Beis HaMikdash is Nichrev? How does that affect us? So it affects us in many ways. It even affects us in the Gashmias. The Gemara says that the peiros, the fruits, became smaller when there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the lack of Kedusha, the lack of Kedusha in this world, even affects the physical world. But that's really obviously not the main reason why I have avedis for the Beis HaMikdash, because the fruits are smaller. The avedis is because if we lose the Kedusha, the ability to reach spiritual heights, the ability to be able to do mitzvahs on a higher level, to have more dveikas. We say in the davening, keep your or panecho nasata lanu. Taras chayim ve'avas chesed ustako v'rocha v'ranin v'chayim v'shalom. All the brachas come be'or panecho. Or panecho means, it's like the ruchni is sunlight. There's a physical sunlight, that's the sun, makes everything grow. And there's a spiritual sunlight, that's or panecho. The more kedusha there is in the world, that's called more or panecho. And that brings all the brachas. Taras chayim, aves chesed, tzedakah, bracha, rachamim, chayim, yishalom. There's all the brachas in the world, mostly mystical brachas. They're always a result of having kedusha. So when a tzaddik leaves the world, he takes with him a certain amount of kedusha, and affects the whole world. There's a chisarim. Now, there is a Gemara in Megillah which says that that Klal Yisrael will always have a God Adar. Has to be. Pasuk says, Lo Ma'asim, that we had the Daniel, then there's Kanami Shavazaya, etc. Go through every door by Purim, there's Mordechai Esther, and the Gemara says that every door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us a Gadol. The Gemara in Megillah Yud Aleph. And they say I think it was from the Chazon Ish, he said that includes Ad HaYayim, the Ksais, and the Sivas. Every door has a Gadol. So in a certain sense, we have a Haftacha that even though we might have lost one God Adar, okay, there'll be another God Adar. Has to be. So what's the Avedis? But the answer, of course, is that even though there'll be another God Adar, and there's an obligation, a chiyuv on us to respect and listen to the God Adar, but it doesn't mean that every God Adar of every generation is the same. Gemara Baba Basra says that when Moshe was Nifter and Yoshua, very impressive God Adar, so the Zekanim shows the door Amru, Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ki Pnei Nevana. Oyla Oysa Busha Oda Oysa Klima. Whereas as much as Yeshua was great, but he didn't compare it to Moshe. Moshe's face shined like the sun. Yeshua's face shined like the moon. Now that's also pretty impressive. A person's face shines, but it doesn't compare it to Moshe. We have in Tanakh, when they rebuilt the Bayit Sheni, it's in Ezra, that it says there that the Seirim were singing, they were all excited, it's amazing, and the Zekanim were crying, because as great as the Bayit Sheni was, it didn't compare to Bayit Rishon. So those people who remembered Bayit Rishon were disappointed with Bayit Sheni. Those people who don't remember Bayit Rishon, Bayit Sheni is amazing. The same thing it is in every generation. When we lose a Gadol and we get a new Gadol in its place, so it depends. Sometimes the new Gadol is almost the same. Could be people of the same caliber. There could be more than one. There were many Gadolim in the door. Obviously, every Gadol adds an extra Kedusha to the world, but at least, as far as Hanhaga of the door, so be another. But sometimes, and very often, when you lose a God Adar, the next God Adar is a great God Adar, but it's a completely different level. It's not for me to say, but it's hard to think that it'll be anyone can replace someone besides his own God that is just the son of the stipler, son of Rav Yashiv, grandson-in-law of Arya Levin, nephew of the Chazon Ish. Who today, we grow up in America, and this, I would say, Trefa Medina, B'nai Torah, this is then they're exposed, what an average yeshiva bocher is exposed to. You don't have to know the people that grew up before the war in a whole different world, society. So is it really shayach that we can have someone to substitute? So there'll be a God, next God Adar, there'll be somebody, hopefully very great. But pashtas, there'll be a yerida. And that means it's a serious something to be upset about, a serious something to be mitzayer, to feel lost. Klal Yisrael lost a certain degree of anhaga, from Moshe to Yeshua. It's a tremendous loss. We're not saying chas v'sham anything bad about Yeshua. Yeshua is as great as he could have been, but it's a loss. And there's a feeling of oyla osa klima, oyla osa busha. So we feel bad, we feel almost embarrassed. Klal Yisrael has gone down so much. And there should be such a hargasha of the loss. Okay. But what happens now? So we have that loss. So what do we do now? So Rabbi Blazer mentioned that we have to, on our own, have to try and rise up to the occasion. That's definitely true. It's brought down in the Medrash, that when Rebbe was Nifter, that he's, I believe his 12th time, 10th Talmidim, they divide up among themselves what Rebbe's Midas were. Each one accepted one of Rebbe's Midas, and each one decided to do it. But there's something else I think we have to do, too, is that we have to be able, if we didn't perhaps take advantage of this God Adar, we have to make sure that we take advantage of other Gedolim. Regretfully, in today's world, probably one of the biggest problems in today's world is that the Gemara says, it's a very stark Gemara, the Gemara says, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chedek Lolam Habo Chutzer and Apikairis. Gemara says, who's an Apikairis? It says, a person that says, my Ahani Rabbanan. A certain attitude, apparently even in the time of the Gemara, people felt, what do these rabbis do for me? What are they? No, they don't help me. He sits in B'nai Brak, he sits in Yerushalayim, he sits in his yeshiva. My Ahani Rabbanan, how does he help me? That attitude, the Gemara says, is an apikorsistic attitude. We have to go ahead, we have to believe, we have to mechazik the amuna, that the Gedolim bring us bracha, kedusha, aliyah ruchnias. We just learned on Purim. We learned the Baal HaMolech. And Rashi brings, there's the hemshach of the parsha, the hemshach of the psukim, that immediately before the HaMolech came, it says that Bnei Yisrael went ahead, in the pasuk, that Bnei Yisrael said that if we want to know if Hashem's with us, Hayesh Hashem b'kerbeinu oyin. And Rashi brings a maisa of a father who was carrying his son on his shoulder. He went to Derech. The son saw something, asked the father to pick it up. And the father gave it to him, etc. And then the son asked someone, did you see my father? So the father said, you don't know where I am? Hishlichu me'edav. He threw him off. Ubo kele b'noshko. That was Amalek. Well, you see from the Rashi is, if you want a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to appreciate it. If you don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gifts, then you don't get them. The father, he's not asking for anything. He's giving the son, he's carrying the son, he's giving him one gift. Anything the son wants, he'll give him. But one thing he wants, you have to appreciate it. You have to know that I'm giving you a gift. If you don't appreciate it, forget it. And regretfully, you know, the same, I think, applies by every gift. But it would also, I would say myself, that it would apply also to Gedolim. It's one of the greatest gifts that we have, to have Gedolim. And if people walk around with the attitude of, my Ahani V'Rabbanan, what do the Gedolim do for me? Who needs them? I'm smarter than them. I know better. I can decide politics myself. I can make a... Then, chas v'shalom, we don't deserve, we don't get the gifts that we need. There's a Ramchal, the Derech Hashem, that he says an amazing thing. The Derech Hashem in Chelek Beis. He says that the Ramchal was a Litvish. He sounds a little Hasidish, but this is a Litvish Agado. He says that Hashem made a Bria that the goal is to get Olam Haba. In order to get Olam Haba, you have to be a tzaddik. It's hard to be a tzaddik. Not everyone can be a tzaddik. So Hashem made a system that if you connect to a tzaddik, then you also become yezoicha through the tzaddik to Olam Haba. So yuchlan adavar, it shouldn't be shirak ma nishagia because shalom atzma v'shleimis. Yuru anim noem mikibas b'nei Olam Haba. It shouldn't only be that a person who himself reaches his through his own power. But rather, the person shebitalu ba'acher, if you hang yourself on the other person, so then you're like riding on his coattails. Shemadrei ha'nita b'chaveiro. So if we go ahead, and we could go ahead and connect, we could connect, we could feel a connection to our Gedolim. We could feel a connection to Rav Chaim and to the future Gedolim. The few we have to feel, we listen to, we're ready to be Mevato Ardas to Gedolim. We're ready to listen to the Gedolim. We have to feel a Chavivis to the Gedolim. Even if we don't speak to them personally, we know that it's like you're working for a company, you know, he's the boss of the company. There's a certain kesher. You don't have to have a, it's not necessarily that you have that personal relationship. Not everyone's zoche to a personal relationship. But there's an understanding and an appreciation of what a gadol is, what he means for me, what he's helping me. And I feel connected to him. I feel a certain almost ava to him. Respect for him, and I'm ready to listen to him. If he would tell me something, I would listen. So that goes ahead, and according to Ramchal, then we get the schus of that gadol, because we ride on his coattails. And the Forchim say you can do that even after the gadol's nifter. You have that by Elisha with Eliyahu, that even Elisha continued with the power of Eliyahu after Eliyahu went up to Shemayim. But it surely applies when the gadol for the new gadol, for a younger, for a living gadol. So that what the chiyuv, what our chiyuv, I believe today, mikam abba, besides what was mentioned, we have to try and do as much as we can to make our own gadlis, is we have to make sure that we're not nitsho with this, what the chazal, such stark, with the gadol, the apikoros, we have the attitude of maya hami rabbanan. We have to be machshav gedolei Torah. We have to listen gedolei Torah. We have to feel a ashreinu matov chalkeinu that we have gedolei Torah. And in this way, we connect. Hashem will give us a bracha to have, to continue to have emes gedolei Torah, and we will be zeicha to connect to the gedolei Torah, to connect to gain from their schusim. We will ride their coattails, so to speak, and we're able all together to be zeicha to all the brachas which come from Or Panachal.